Thank you. It's really nice to be back. I was at Squeezins 1 and 2. I had a little detour of being seduced by the fiddle, but nice to get back to my roots. And I'm wondering if anybody else like me during the processional was thinking about Rich. I was just imagining him watching us during that time. And what came to mind was him playing the Hayden, which, by the way, was one of the earliest ones that Wheatstone made. And he ordered another one and paid full price for it. And in 15 or 18 years, Steve Dickinson never got around to making it. So, anyway, but he was always delighted with it. And I just remembered, you ever notice when he was playing it, like, when he had some great bass run, he'd kind of like lean and show you and kind of go lean into the bass. That's what I was thinking. So, if you haven't been to the wiki for Rich, there's a lot of really neat things. And Doug, there's up on the sign-up sheet, there's a little reference to it. It's really worth reading all people's stories about Rich.